think it, but it may not come across that way.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I always like to, I attempt.
Well, there's not to be sorry.
Oh, well, I'd like to find something constructive in this. Most people on your program today have expressed a great deal of sorrow, and you can tell it's so inherent in their voices and sadness that there seems to be no solution. And I'm really not in a position to say that there is a solution, but I do believe that it's the children that have the most to lose. It's the children we have to save, and unfortunately it's the adults that they worship. Like young, it's true in all our stages of our life. We look up to people, and unfortunately...
You are what you worship.
Oh, I don't...
That's what you're saying.
Well, it has a very big influence. Young people do look up to people whom they expect ought to know better or ought to know the right way to behave and ought to know the right way to get things done. And, of course, when you're living in an environment when the people who are your heroes, like Bobby Sands and Bernadette Devlin and people like that, and you look up to them and they're openly advocating a violent state, then I can't help but think you're going to have young people that feel that violence is the most...
Don't know whether Bernadette Devlin is necessarily advocating violent... She's... I mean, that may be inherent. I don't disagree with you basically, but I think she's saying something a little different. At least I hear her saying something not quite as extreme, possibly, as others.
Well, no, but she is an elected official, and I believe it's probably against the law to openly advocate in her position of violent, but she certainly has a great deal of hatred for the British, and she's...
You're making a judgment again.
Okay, I think some of your listeners who are perhaps familiar more so than I am would confirm that. In the press articles I've seen on her, she seems to indicate an extreme dislike, or as they said, an apocalypse.
But if you sit down and you talk to the woman as a human being without any preconceived notions, usually people are going to sense that you may be biased yourself or you may feel this. And if you talk with someone and you do completely the unexpected,
well,
then that tends to relieve tension, see?
Yeah, my only bias is against violence. My biggest prejudice of all is against violence.
Right. Okay.
And okay, thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Mark. 433-3121 is the number.